A couple of days ago, documentally mentioned about the idea of the devices that we wear on ourselves. He was talking about his watch and how there's going to be a demand for a bit of acreage on our bodies for wearable devices. And in amongst that audio boo, he was talking about how we have this redundancy, this throwaway society where we're always upgrading to the next brightest, fastest, more interesting gadget and widget, and we just throw them away, and whether it's possible to just upgrade the hardware rather than throw it all away and replace it. And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know, it might be possible, not so much to upgrade it, but I'm wondering if we're reaching a point of, well, what would you call it, where it's no longer necessary to upgrade, where it's all completely done. The way we're moving with this technology, and I'd like to use the case of the mobile phone as an example, is, you know, we've seen these devices over the last 20 years go from being just a mobile phone through to having textability and then incorporating a little bit of browsing and cameras, and now they're basically things that you can put all the apps on, and they're these amazing devices. But we're still upgrading the hardware. The software is relatively easy to upgrade. And because we're upgrading the hardware still, we need a new one every year or two. The iPhone 5S, whatever it's going to be called, is coming out fairly soon, and depending on what's on it, I may well consider it because I'm currently using a 4S. But frankly, I don't feel a huge demand to get the 5S. And I suppose this is a little bit of my point is, will we reach a point where we've got enough hardware capability? I can't help but think that very soon, our mobile phone, for argument's sake, could have a zettabyte of memory, and maybe it's a quantum chip inside it, and it's got a camera in it that takes 4K 3D holograms and projects them. When we've got a piece of hardware that has that capability, it's fully flexible, you can make it as large or as small as we want. We can wrap it around our arm, or we can have it as a tablet. It generates its own power supply from being worn on us through movement, but it uses almost no energy anyway because it's just so incredibly efficient. When we get to that stage, and I think that may well not be that far away, relatively speaking, why upgrade the hardware? Now, you might think that we'll always have a demand to upgrade the hardware, but I think that we do actually see this from time to time in technology. And I think we've seen it in regards to a few other things in the past. And the reason things do change is because materials change, and that's an amazing thing. But think about the car, the aerodynamics of moving a petrol internal combustion engine vehicle down the road. The aerodynamics are pretty well sorted. Cars haven't really changed that much in shape in the last probably, 20 years? A little bit of styling, but basically they're pretty well sorted. As new materials are coming along, they're being changed. Sure, I'll cut that. But the actual shape itself isn't really changing much. And I've noticed this before. I've mentioned before in my parachuting days that, I've mentioned that I used to do some parachuting, and back in about the mid-90s, they'd finally developed the perfect harness and container system to put the parachutes in. And I was really damn excited when they developed it because it was just a beautiful piece of equipment. And now, 20 years later, it hasn't changed. And the reason it hasn't changed is the fabrics, the webbing, the metal hardware, the parachutes go in it haven't changed much. So the actual container has remained pretty well static. It's been optimised. It's evolved to its maximum efficiency. Now, I'll cut some slack in that as maybe they develop new materials, it could go through a complete quantum shift, sure. But as far as the current materials and the demand, the evolution has ceased. So I'm wondering, in the case of a lot of the technology we use, and as we reach that singularity of the requirements of what we need, whether we'll have just so much memory, so much processing power, so much ability to do whatever we want in the hardware that we can then just put whatever damn software we like on it and it can deal with it. And the only thing that, well, what it will actually evolve to is what is optimum for the human. You know, it'll have to be an optimum size for our hands and optimum use for our vision and our hearing, our senses, the way our senses interact with it. And once that's achieved, maybe that's the end of hardware evolution. In the case of Christian's story about his beautiful watch, a mechanical watch really hasn't changed that much. You know, they put different bezels on them, they change the face, they put rhinestones in them and they glam them up. But really, a mechanical watch is pretty well a static technology. It's been optimized as much as it can. And it's evolved to that over a couple of centuries, and it's basically there. And you can pick up a mechanical watch from 1910, and it works. And if you're happy to pick up your mobile phone that you bought 30 years ago, and it's been looked after physically, why can't you just keep using it and just upgrade the software as necessary? And then we might have the emotional connection to these devices that Christian was talking about. Then you might hand down your mobile phone to your grandchild, and that child will have it and go, this is the mobile phone that my granddad gave me. And look at it. You know, it's a little bit worn around the edges, but it's still working. And it used to run on my granddad's energy, and now it's running on my energy. And if you look inside here, you can see photos from 30 years ago that he took. And you can listen to him speak and maybe have a look at his text messages to my grandmother and the romance that they once had. And maybe you'll have an entire life stored on these devices and handed down from one generation to the next. Can't help but wonder how amazing that might be. You know, I just thought of that as I was chatting to you. That could be quite extraordinary. And really, I can so see it that, you know, a million terabytes of storage on a handset could be quite feasible in not very long. And if you've got a quantum computer, well, for we mere humans, that's all the processing power we'd ever need. I think then we wouldn't have to worry about the evolving hardware anymore, and we could pass them on to the next generations. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's pretty wild, actually. I shudder to think what it would have been like hearing from my grandfather sort of making his life work, notes that he would have written down on his mobile phone in 1900 or 1910. It's an interesting idea. Maybe our grandkids will understand what I'm talking about more than I even understand. Thanks very much, everybody. Talk to you later. And thanks, Christian, for making me think of something really very interesting. Bye-bye.